This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me again today. Hey, we started yesterday on a new series that I'm calling The Fundamentals of the Faith. And we're going to be discussing some areas of Scripture, of the Gospel, of repentance and faith and election and the Holy Spirit and just some things that should be basic to our faith. But in the world in which we live, I am afraid that our churches are filled with people who really don't even know the basics of the Christian faith. So we will be sharing this week the fundamentals, the basics of the faith, and it's going to build your faith. It's going to cause your roots to go down deep into God, as Paul said in Ephesians, and strengthen you and encourage you to be all that whom God has called you to be. Now, today, we're going to go ahead and get into this word repentance. You know, as I said yesterday, there are circles, even evangelical Christianity today, where Christian leaders are downplaying the word repentance and saying it's really not necessary because they want to emphasize grace and love. And they feel like the traditional way that repentance has been presented does not fit in with God's love and God's grace. Well, as we were talking about yesterday, folks, we need the whole counsel of God. We must not pick and choose. We must not go through the New Testament like we go through a cafeteria line and just pick and choose what we want. No, as Paul said to the the elders at Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. So I'm going to start out just looking at how repentance was just a fundamental part of the New Testament message of the gospel of Christ. Jesus himself preached repentance. For example, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 says, "From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Matthew is summing up Jesus's message. And a basic fundamental part of his message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, Matthew says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say. From what time? Well, he's just told about how Jesus was baptized by John and how then he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and was tempted by the devil for 40 days. And then he came out of the wilderness and began his ministry. And so from that time when he left the wilderness, and this is the very beginning of his ministry, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now we're going to define what it means to repent. We read a passage yesterday, Acts chapter 20, verse 21, where Paul summed up his message. And again, this was when he was talking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. And he reminded them how he had spent approximately 3 years with them, preaching and teaching the good news of Jesus. And he summed it up here in Acts 20, 21, saying, "Testifying to Jews and also to Greeks." Greeks means Gentiles. And here's what he was saying to them, "Testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul says, this is what I preached, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. May we never leave off repentance toward God in presenting the good news to this present world. So I see it as like a single coin, but two sides of the single coin, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Earlier, Paul was preaching in the city of Athens, known for its wisdom and its philosophy and its philosophers. And actually, he was taken to, the King James calls it Mars Hill, the Greek word Areopagus. It was the place where the philosophers, the intelligentsia, met to discuss their philosophies and to hear the latest wisdom in their midst. And so Paul shared a message with these people. And he was prompted to go there because the Bible says that his spirit was provoked when he saw the city filled with idols. And Paul says, truly, these times of ignorance, these times where people are building their own idols and falling down before them. And Paul says, truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked. The King James says he winked at. Literally, he overlooked. But now commands all people everywhere to repent. Wow. But now, what's the difference with now? Well, now God has intervened. God has sent his only begotten Son. God has come down in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, has died, shed his blood, died a horrible death on the cross, has been raised from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of God, and has sent back the Holy Spirit. So these times of humans making their own gods, God winked at, he overlooked it, but now things have changed. And now God commands all people everywhere to repent. Now, how is God commanding all people everywhere to repent? Through the preaching of the gospel. I'm going to read that again. Paul says, truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all people everywhere to repent. That's Acts 17:30. So how is God now commanding all people everywhere to repent? Through the preaching of the gospel. If our message to this generation does not include the God's command for all people everywhere to repent, then we are totally missing and preaching a distorted, a truncated gospel. Let's look at the meaning of this word, repent. The Greek word is metaneo. And it means to it literally means to change one's mind. Now, that doesn't mean that there's no change in an outward behavior. It's emphasizing that it is a change that begins on the inside. In other words, it's not just an outward superficial change. It is truly a change from the in that will then work its way outward. In fact, in Thayer's Greek English Lexicon, which I'm reading from, that's just one little part of the definition. Thayer goes on expanding on this definition to change one's mind. Conduct worthy of a heart changed and abhorring sin. So, it's a change of mind. It's a heart that has come to abhor sin. An outward conduct worthy of a heart changed and abhorring sin. This is Thayer's Greek English Lexicon. I heard somebody give an illustration like this that I thought was very good. Say, Sue and I are in our vehicle, and she's driving, and I'm navigating, and I'm saying, Sue, we missed our turn. We need to turn around and go back in the other direction. And she says, no, you know, it seems like, you know, I believe we're going in the right direction. We need to stay on this road. I say, Sue, no, I got the GPS. Look, here it is right here. It's showing us there's where we want to go back here, and we're headed in the opposite direction. And so she looks at it, and she agrees and says, yes, you're right, Eddie. We're going in the wrong direction. But if she doesn't turn around and just keeps going, that's not repentance. Yeah, she's had a change of mind. She has come over and said, yeah, I agree with you. We're going in the wrong direction. But then she takes the next exit, reverses direction. See, that's repentance. It is a change that begins on the inside. It's not outwardly superficial. It begins on the inside, but it affects our whole life. It is a turning around. You know, the story of the prodigal son is a great story of repentance. And most of you know the story, so I'll go through it quickly. And this is, I believe it's in Luke chapter 15. This man, who obviously was a wealthy man, he had two sons, an older one and a younger one. And the younger one was a little anxious, and he wanted to get out on his own. So he went to the father and asked him to go ahead and give him his inheritance. Not have to wait around until he died to get his father died. And so the father gave him his inheritance. And he went off. He left the father's house. And not only did he just leave geographically, he left the lifestyle, he left the way of thinking, he left the morality, the moral values, the worldview and the moral values. He left everything and he went into a foreign land, a foreign country, a country with foreign values. And he wasted the inheritance that he had received from the father. The older brother said that he had wasted it on prostitutes, on wild living. And finally, when he had wasted his inheritance and things got so bad, and Jesus tells a story. Now, this is a young Jewish man. He's in such desperate need that he gets a job feeding pigs, feeding hogs. Or I grew up in North Texas back in the, I was born in 1947. They called it slopping hogs. because they would feed what they call slop to hogs. And so this is indicating that this young man has gotten as low as he could go for a Jewish boy to be feeding pigs for a living. I mean, you can't sink any lower than that. Now, the father is still back there. But notice the father does not come down to the pig pen and say and offer him money or anything, or tell the older brother, go down and take this money. No, he doesn't. There's got to be repentance. And so one day the Bible says he comes to himself. And he says, what am I doing in this pig pen? There are servants in my father's house far better off than I am. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave this pig pen. And I'm going to go back with a changed mind, with a changed heart. And I'm going to say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Would you just make me as one of your hired servants? And he left the pig pen. And you know, I'm sure he still had the smell of the pig pen on him. Maybe he had pig manure on his shoes and maybe some straw in his hair. But here's the key. He was headed in the right direction. He had made a change. He had made a turn. Now that's the key, my friends. There may be a new believer. They may still have some of the smell of the pig pen on them. They may still have some language, you know, that maybe you or I wouldn't use. But the question is, have they left the pig pen? Are they headed for the Father's house? Have they made that change? Have they made that turn? And notice his attitude is totally different. He got there and he said to the Father, but notice this. Now this is where the grace of God comes in. The Bible says the Father saw him afar off. And he saw that he had changed. He saw that he had left the pig pen. And I want you to know, when you leave the pig pen, the Father sees it. And he's going to run to you. And the Father ran to meet him and fell upon his neck weeping. And then began to lavish upon him his love and his blessings. Ah, because the young man had truly repented. He had changed directions. He had headed for the Father's house. Hey, we're going to pick this up tomorrow and we'll get into talking about God's grace and God's love and faith and all of that. What a powerful story this is. I can hardly wait. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. We're talking about the fundamentals of the faith. Hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out the bookstore, the articles. Click on the blog, the YouTube icon that you will see there. Just a lot of resources there that will help you in your growth of grace, and I'll see you tomorrow.